from the bottom of Ein Vavaral. Omar Rav, Basar Shchuta Shomen, Shetzlo in Basar Nevela Kachush, you roasted in the same oven kosher meat, that's fat, together with trefa meat that was thin, that didn't have a lot of fat. So, right, Basar Nevela Kachush, lean, right, awesome. Right, it's awesome. L'chara is, this is a kol shekin. Right? If the trefa meat was fat, so the fat went into the reyach of the fat went into the other one. They're not connected, they're not touching. Right? There's just that you can't say the odor, the aroma, I guess, yeah, the aroma of the, from the, we're not talking here about mamish steam. We're talking just about the fact that there's a certain taste that goes in the air. The aroma also has some kind of mamashas to it. And it goes from the fat one to the thin one, the chora, that's pashit. But here it's asur, even though the thin one was the treif one, and the fat one was the kosher one. Why? My time. Nefat me mahadodi. Because what happens is, the fat one puts some fat into the thin one, which is treif, and then the reyach goes back from the thin one, because of the fat that now is absorbed into it, into the fat one, which is treif, which is now treif. That's what Rav said. Levi Amar Afilu Basar Shruta Kachush Shetzlo and Basar Nevela Shomin Mutter. The opposite way is mutter. The treif was fat, and the kosher was lean. So now you think that the fat treif one sends its aroma into the thin kosher one. No, it's still kosher. My time, a reich or bialmahu. It's only an aroma. So it's a reich. It's not, there's no mamoshes here. The reich or labmilsahi, and that's not considered iser. Now, for iser to be iser, it has to be something mamoshistic. And most achronim learn that even according to Rav, it's only iser to Rabbanan. We only have a makor in the Torah for Tam Ke'ikr, we learned before, right, where you have something mamoshistic that's nivla into something else. But where it's not mamoshis, it's only the reyach of the thing, that's an issur d'rabbanan. The machlokas is there something there, mamoshis, right, that even though normally it would be bottle, because it's only a kol shehu, but still, what's it called, we asur it, that's what Rav holds, and Levi holds, no, that reyach is not considered anything. It's not mamoshes, and therefore it's not asur at all.
We have this before.
What?
We have this before, but tam reyach and kol.
Yeah, that's a different thing. That's where you're getting hanah from the reyach directly. Here we're talking about a reyach that goes into something else, nivla into something else. A different thing. It's not a surrey hanah, this is a surrey achila.
So whether it's mamoshes or mafagis.
Yeah, here, okay. But it's not exactly the same thing. Okay. Basar shchuta Rashi. Basar shchuta shomein shetzlo b'tamer b'shnei shvudim zerachok mizeh. They're not touching each other at all. Basar shahareach min hashomein nichnas lekachush umefatmo. Because the reach from the fat one goes into the lean one, and it what's it called, fattens it up. The choser zeh motzi reach gamhu, and then the reach comes out of the lean one back to the fat one. The kolshkein shchuta kechusha nevela shmeina. Surely the opposite case would be also. Uravusa shmein and rav. The lo neima nevela kechusha hor ve'ein reicha no def lo asra la l'shchuta. And Rav's telling you a chiddush. Even though the trefa one is lean, and I might think that there's for sure no reyach there, since it's mekabel reyach from the other one, and then it goes back. Vashmein and the shum and shchuta mefatim nevela bereicha v'hadar matka iu reicha. Okay. Right, that's what you're saying. Right. Lean, there's no reach at all, or it's really, everybody holds insignificant. Ovid Levi uvda beirish klusa bigdi v'dobar achir. And Levi did this lemaisa. There was a pig and a goat that were roasted in the same oven by the reish klusa. I don't know why they were roasting pigs. And somebody had goyish servants that decided to roast a pig in the oven. And he was matir the gdi, because they didn't touch each other, and there was only reyach, and therefore was mutter. Avadu avdersha nitzlu betanur, uba maisel afana vehitter, dover acher is a chazir. Nesve. Ein Solin Schnee Pesachim Ke Echad Mepnei HaTarovis. It says you can't roast two Korban Pesachs in the same oven because they get mixed up. And what does that mean? My love Tarovis Tamin. What happens is that the Tam of one goes into the other. And then you're eating Korban Pesach Shalolim Nuyav, because the part that came from the other Korban Pesach is not my Korban Pesach. I'm not allowed to eat somebody else's Korban Pesach, and the other Chabura is eating partly of my Korban Pesach. So isn't that the reason it's Asur? So you see the Kashi Lelevi, you see that Reicha Milsa, because over here the only thing that it absorbs is Reach. Lara says, lo, mitnei Taruvis Kufi. No, not because the Tamim are Nisarei, because we're afraid that you'll mix up the two Korban Pesachs. You'll get confused, and each person will get the Korban Pesach, not theirs. The bodies of the Korban Pesach will be mixed up. Hachinami Mustabra, makes sense that that's the pshat. Miriktani Sefer, the Sefer says, Afilu Gdiva Tle. Even if one's a goat and one's a sheep, still it's Asur. Right? E Amris Bishlam Apne Gufin, Hainu Diktani Afilu Gdiva Tle. If you say the problem is we're afraid that the bodies of the Korban Pesach are going to get mixed up, that's why it's a chiddush, even if one is a goat and one's a sheep, still, right, at this point when they're all flayed and they're roasting, sometimes you get mixed up between which was a gedi and which was a tle, or people forget which one they got. They'll forget if they, a goat or a sheep. So it's possible to get mixed up. It's a chiddush. Right? But if you say that the problem is that the tastes get mixed up, then what's the chiddush? Even if one's a gedi and one's a tle, what's the chiddush? Elamai al korach bnei taruvis gufin hudaasur, aval taruvis tamim shari. Right? So it's not what's it called? It's not because of they were afraid that the tastes are going to be imparted one from the other. We're only afraid that you're going to mix up the two korban pesachs. So Mara says, Leva Tami Tutsidra. If that's the case, then it's obvious that's the pshat in this brisa. So then what's it called? So then it's a kashan rav. You see, we're not afraid to roast it together in the same oven. Lechara, what's it called? You see that Reich Olav Milsa. Om Rabbi Yirmiyah Hochmai Eskin Gom Shislo B'Shtei Kederos. No, it's talking where there's a mechitza separating. So the Reach can't go from one to the other. Right, you roasted it, the Gemara thinks now, in two pots. So there's walls of the pot that prevent the Reach going from one to the other. Where it says, the steak there is so tight that you can't roast the Korban Pesach in a pot. That's not tzli. Ela ema ke'en steak there. You put coals or whatever up, Rashi says. You pile them up, and it prevents the Reach going from one to the other. V'hochi komer. Ein solin shnei psachim ke'echad mitnei tarovis. My tarovis, tarovis tam. Can't, what's it called, you can't roast them together without any mechitza, because then taka, the tam from one goes to the other. This is how Rava learned this, Bryson. Vafilu ke'en shtei ke'exeros, that even if you put up a mechitza and separate between them, so there's not going to be any, exchange of reach, it's still Asr because we're afraid you may get mixed up and each person may end up getting the wrong Korban Pesach. And because of that, even if one is a Gdi and one is a Kler, we're still afraid you'll mix them up. You're going to end up eating Korban Pesach Shalom Nuyot. Even a gdi and a kle, that usually you don't mix up, at this point when they're roasted, you could mix them up, or people could forget which one they brought. My lot taruvus tamim, the fatme mahadadi, isn't the isra over here that the tam of each pesach goes in the other one, and everybody's eating part of a korban pesach that's not his. V'nimtza pesach nechos shalom nuyot. We're afraid that the two bodies of the Korban Pesach will get mixed up and each person will take the one that's not theirs. Sometimes even a gdi and a kle, you don't recognize or you don't think about it and they get mixed up. Elamai al korach. The Tani Bei Vafilu Gdi Utle Shamina Minad Vnei Taruvis Gufin Komer. Aval Tarubish time and Lochayish. Name it Tavi Tuf to the Rav. That's the case, and it's obvious. That's the Pshat in the Braisa, then it's a Kash and Rav. Hachamayaskin, a tonic deal to lead the Lochayish with Tarubish time in, Shetzlon Bishtek Teros. Marissa Shtek Teros, I saw the Dagdach, the Chitzol and Pesach, the dairy, not allowed to what's it called, roast the Kodin Pesach in a pot. It's that's Shli Ayade Dabaracher. As if it was two pots. Shvud mikan or shvud mikan. You have one spit on this side of the oven, one on the other side of the oven. The tail gobbles the gecholim away from Benson. A machitza made of coals or ashes in between. Okay. Omar Rav Mori Kitanoi. This machlokas between Levi and Rav is a machlokas tanoi. Haroda paschama. The nosna al pichovis yain shel truma. You take hot bread and you put it on top of a barrel of wine of truma. The question now is, does the bread get anything of the aroma of the wine that is, what's it called? It's not in the wine, so you don't get any mamoshes of the wine, but does the aroma of the wine go into the bread or not? And if it does, then the bread's only mutter to a kohen. Rav Meir says it's aser and only a kohen can eat it. Rabbi Yehuda Matur, and Rabbi Yehuda says Mutter. Rabbi Yossi Matur b'shel chitin, b'osher b'shel saorim. Rabbi Yossi says it's Mutter by wheat, if the bread's made out of wheat, but it's also if the bread's made out of barley. Mitnei shasorim shavos, because barley absorbs more, right? It pulls up the vapors. That's the word, the vapors. The vapors of one go into the other. My lav tanoihi, the mar savarecha lav milsahi, umar savarecha milsahi. Isn't this the same machlokes of Rav and Levi? Moshe says, Levi vadei tanoihi. According to Levi, it's vadei a machlokes. That there is somebody here who holds it's osir. And Levi holds it's vadei mutter. So it has to be that both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi don't hold like Levi. The Rav name a tanoihi. Let's say the same thing with Rav. That only Reb Meir and Reb Yossi hold like Rav. And Reb Yehuda, who says it's mutter, doesn't hold like Rav. Omer lecha Rav, the kuli amarecha milsahi. No, Rav says no. In this machlokas has nothing to do with me. Everybody agrees with me that recha is milsa. Right? Lav itmara aloha dahi omer rabba babarchan omer ishlokish. Wasn't it said on this brisa to explain it the following way? The pas chama v'chavish psucha divriya kolosa. Everybody holds that if the bread was hot and the barrel was opened, then you say Recha Milsa, and everybody holds usher. So everybody holds like me. The pascho then is the chavish megufa divriakol mutter. If the bread is cold and the barrel's closed, then there's no exchange of any kind of vapors or reyach. Lo nechlik will of paschama the chavish chasuma. The machlokis is where the bread is hot and the barrel is closed. Do the vapors go through the closed barrel or not? Pascha then is b'chavish psucha, or a cold bread, but the barrel's open. Do the vapors need heat to exchange? Or even in a cold, since it's open, the vapors of the wine, that's the reach of the wine, goes up. The aroma is a strong aroma, it goes up. V'honami k'paschama b'chavish psucha dami. In our case, where you're roasting two things in the same oven, there for sure, it's like hot and hot. That's where the chavis is open and the pas is hot. So our case, everybody would hold his osur. And the machlokas over there is only where one of the conditions isn't met. Rashi. Haroda min ha-tanur, osur lezorim. It's osur to anybody who's not a kohen. They should nichnas l'reach ha-truma. Because the truma, the aroma of the truma goes into the bread. Shoav osur sareach. Barley pulls out the reyach more. Lelevi dama reicha lav milsahi vadi milsi ketanoyam. Dal korchach Reb Meir isle reicha milsahi. Right, Reb Meir for sure has to hold that it's usher that reyach is milsa. The chaim Reb Yossi, same thing with Reb Yossi, except he holds it that chitim don't absorb anything, only sorry. The ika the koy kavasei Reb Yehuda he the koy kavasei. The only one who can hold like Levi is Reb Yehuda. Ela Rav Milema Tanoihi, but according to Rav, is it also Machlokas Tanoim or maybe not? Maybe as a way of explaining this Braisa, so that everybody in this case would agree that in our case it's Osher.
klum tzorich lo'ok me l'milse ketanoi u'lameimer ama damrik Reb Meir of Reb Yossi. Does Rav limited only to holding like Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, or could even he hold like Reb Yehuda? Reb Yehuda lastly, o'tilma Reb Yehuda nami koi kavasei. The time of the shorim yishim de kosover lo'ayo barecha. The reason Reb Yehuda is matter in that case is because he holds that there the reich doesn't go in. Not that reich is lav milsa. Under normal circumstances, he would agree that it's awesome. Except here it's special. Why? Omer l'charav, the kulei amar reich milsa. The time of the Reb Yehuda mishum the past so nenes. The chavish megufahi. The lo'al be'reich. The reason Reb Yehuda says mutter over there is talking about a cold bread and a closed barrel. So there's no reich. The reich doesn't come out of the barrel, and it surely, even if it did, it couldn't come into the bread. So both things together make it that reich is lav milsa. Demi lav itmar aloa, because we had Rabbi Bar Chana said that's the pshat in the brice over there. The afagav the kaimi tanoi kavaisa the rav comes out that all the tanoim can hold like rav, and according to Levi, it's machlokes tanoi. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir on one side, and Rabbi Yehuda on the other side. Hilchosuk avasa the Levi. Rashi paskins alochas like Levi, the reich lav milsa. The reason is in Avodah Zorah, there's another machlokes between Abai and Rava about Bas Tia. Bas Tia is also a similar kind of thing where you have something on a barrel of Yain Nesach. The shaila is, does the bread or whatever that's on the barrel absorb the aroma or not? Mama should say machlokes, whether Reich or Milsa or not. And over there, Abai of the Kom Lei Rava Beshit Tzid Levi. Rava holds it's mutter, and Abaya holds it's also. And since over there in that machlokas, it's obvious halachas like Rava, who holds like Levi over here, halachas like Levi too. The chenu b'tshuvas ha'gaonim, the atmishmos Rabbi Lezer ben Yitzchok nemer l'glo chayishla, and he said that another rishonim also hold that you're not choshish for reicha, so Rashi passes reicha's lav milsa. We'll see that Tosfos argues on Rashi, and other Rishonim hold that the halacha is like Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, and even there's ways of explaining how Rava can also what's it called hold like Rav over there by Bastia, and Lamaisa the halacha is like Rav Keneged Levi that Recha is also. Okay, let's just finish up to the Mishnah and then we'll go back. Okay, Tani. Rav Kahana Bered Rav Chinen Nasaba. Pasha Ofa in Tzli B'Tanur. Right, if you baked bread at the same time that you were roasting meat in the same oven, also L'Ochla B'Kutchosh. You're not allowed to eat it together with milchiks. Kutach has milk in it. Why? Hahibi Nisa, okay, one second, because Lechora, because Reicha Milsa Lechora. You're not allowed to eat it because it absorbs some of the aroma of the meat and it becomes fleshic. And now you can't eat it with milchiks. Hahibi Nisa, the Itva Bahade Bisra, there was a fish that was roasted together with meat, Osra Rubbing Parzika Lemekla Bekutcha. So he asked her eating it with fleshes. Masri didn't ask her eating the fish because it was with meat. Because there you need mamoshes, and they ask her fish and meat together. But lamaisa, because it's fleshic, a fish now, you can't eat it together with kuta. Marv Ravashi Omer, afilu b'milcha nomi asura. Mishum b'kashi l'reich ol adover acher. He said, no, you can't even eat it with salt. In other words, with anything parik. Now it's also completely. Because it's kashul reich ol adover acher, means taras. Eating meat and fish that were cooked together is also. And he holds that not only if they were cooked together mamasha stick, but even if the reyach of the fish and the meat went into each other is also also. Rashi. Binisa dag, to itse bahadi disra, batana rechod. So it was roasted together with meat in the same oven. Also, Rav and Parzika lemechla bekutcha sheish bo cholav mishum dekasava reicha milsa. He holds that reicha is milsa. The davar acher tzaras, that eating fish and meat that were cooked together is kosher the tzaras. Okay. And Reichos Pasha said you get bad breath or bad body odor from it. Okay, but it's also because of Tsaras. Okay. Okay, the Rashba says that the idea of why Recha Milsa is because Rav, who holds that Recha's Milsa, is because Mamoshes, the Tam has some Mamoshes that goes into the other one. Now, the Chorah normally should be bottled. It can't be more than Shishin, right? So it's an insignificant amount. But anything that's Avida L'Taima, anything that gives a taste, Reach is like taste. Right, it's since it gives an aroma into the thing, gives a taste into the thing, that it's also even b'mashal. And some hold, the Shara Melech says, even Levi agrees as a mashal, but he holds it's bottle. It doesn't really give a taste, mamash, into the thing, and therefore it's not also. But there is a mashal that goes in. The nafkamina is by chametz and pesach, or anything else that's also b'mashal. Right, if there's nothing, according to Levi, the mamoshes is not considered anything. The reyach is not considered anything. Then it's mutter even by chametz or pesach. If the reyach is considered a mashahu, then it's also by chametz and pesach, even though it's mutter and other things. The Ramban Lamaisa says that according to Levi, there's no isra at all, and he brings a raya from Yai Nesach. The Gemara compares our case to the case of Bastia, which is Yai Nesach. Yai Nesach is about Azara, is also a mashahu, just like chametz or pesach. And the Gemara still says that the machlokas Recha Milsa or not, it's the same machlokas over there. And we said already that even according to Rav, Recha Milsa is only Asur Darabonim. There's no makor in the Torah for such a thing. We have makoris in the Torah for taruvis of mamoshes, one into the other. And you need a makor. You know, it's not a svara. Memela, Recha Milsa is only Darabonim. Now Rashi holds that Levi holds that the chatchili are not allowed to roast them together. We also go to feed the sheep that he holds that there is a mashahu, except it's bottle. So the chatchili, you're not allowed to roast them together. Right? And Tosfos holds that even the chatchili are allowed to do it. And Tosfos could hold there is a mashahu. But your kavan is not to mavatl, your kavan is you want to save money on the electricity, so you want to roast them together. So whatever your kavan is not to mevatel the iser, but for another purpose, and the iser is bottled by itself, that's okay. And the Gemara says, L'chor, the Gemara brought a raya, according to Rashi, they ask a kashan Rashi. L'chor, what's it called? Shnei Psochim, right? The Gemara said, brings a raya, that ain't solim shnei psochim b'yachad, only because of taruvas hagufin. Lachor, even if you hold like what's it called, the more one that have a havamina because of taruvas hatani, and so raya connected Levi. What's a raya connected Levi? If Levi holds you're never allowed to do it lechatchila, then shnei psachim could go lekulei alma. So they say no. When did Levi say it's aser? When one's aser and one's mutter. Then lechatchila you can't roast the aser one of them and the mutter one, even though the evidence is going to be kosher. Lechatchila you can't roast them together. By Korban Pesach, each one's heter. But only klapi the other one that's something also. But by itself, it's heter. Then we don't say what's it called. It's like it's not an iser be'etzem. So there, even lechatchila you're allowed to do it. That's how Rashi would hold. Okay, now we have what's it called, the Gemara that says that the tzli together with the pas. There the Shach says that basar and basar, you need one to be fat and one to be lean. If they're both lean, then there's no reyach according to anybody. But by what's it called, by bread absorbs more than other meat, and even if it's lean, it's what's it called, it's asar. You say reyach milsa, that's the Shach. What? Two breads? Not. Two breads is lechara the same thing as two meats that are kachosh. But even if the meat is kachosh, it still gives a reach into the bread. We said Tosfos paskens like Rav, and the Rif paskens like Levi, just like what's it called, like Rashi. And Tosfos also says that a tanner gadol, even if you hold reach on milsa, and it's awesome. But in a big oven, and they add an oven that has an exhaust, right, where the reach can dissipate, there everybody holds reichus lav milsa. So in our ovens, it has to be dafka small oven. They say, what's the kasha from korban pesach? Maybe it's a big oven. They said he didn't use roast the korban pesach in big ovens. They roasted them dafka in small ovens. And also there's a another shita that where one of the things is a dabar charif, it's very pungent, then reicha milsa according to everybody. It's only over here where it's regular meat or bread or whatever that's not something extra pungent. Something extra pungent, either the heter or the iser, because it goes back and forth from one to the other. The pungent thing, for sure, there reicha's milsa.